Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we're brought to you by what we call ageless multi-collagen. The elixir of life can be replaced. I mean, you look older, feel older, you ache, you hurt, you lack energy. But if you could cross the blood-brain barrier with a proprietary process, you might be able to reverse that. Well, BioTrust has done that in this product. They guarantee the results, money back guarantee. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, they, listen to this, are giving you 51% off. This product works. Find out all about the science. They publish it in layman's terms, unlike our federal government and all the ridiculous claims they make. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com and read all about it. Okay, this is going to be really short and sweet, but I want to put this on the record. I'm lucky I had people around at a time. I'm sitting in a small restaurant in a small town about 20 miles from my rural home. Not going to identify the restaurant. My wife had gotten up to go to the restroom. We're sitting by the window next to the street. Guy goes down, and I'm actually watching golf reruns on TV as my wife is gone. And I hear this on the window. You can know what that is. Again, I look around. Oh, this guy caught my eye. He's pointing at me. I thought, oh gosh, I don't think this glass is bulletproof. That was my first thought. How quick can I dive on the ground and get out of the room? I mean, that was my first thought, seriously. And this man is dressed like a cowboy, appropriate for the town I was in. And he's got a huge dog on a leash. Again, he knocks and he's trying to talk to me, and I'm doing this to the ears. I can't hear you. And finally, I realized he wants to talk to me. And I said, pointed to my food. Eating, I'll be out in 10 minutes. I thought he'd be gone. It was just beginning. So we pay the bill. I tell my wife, I want you to go to the car. Okay. Said, I don't know what lies out there. And we were parked right in front. We're lucky. We're like 10 feet away from where we come out of the door. He comes up to me. His story is interesting, but his story is not the story, although I have a feeling I'll be covering his story more in detail in another broadcast. And he starts telling me how he was friends with the Panettas, Leon Panetta. And what I always heard about Panetta was not a bad guy, but caught in a bad administration, caught between Hillary and Barack and big time Benghazi stuff. Oh, yeah. So anyway, the guy vouched for Panetta. He says, good guy. And says, my dad did real high tech secret work and knew Panetta well, and we were all friends. And I believe my father was murdered. So it was Panetta thought he was murdered too. And this is kind of the story I'm not going to get into here. But he's going through and telling me details about how he's being harassed, he's being followed, he had horses murdered, and so forth. And I'm thinking, okay. But this guy's dropping enough names sequentially. And my knowledge of the area of time he's talking about is pretty good. And I thought, okay, this guy's not a crackpot. He's not a Looney Tune. He's got really good data that fits into a succinct timeline with some things that I know to be true. And so I'm listening, and now I'm getting chilly. But then I notice something else. I turned to look inside the restaurant because I heard that I heard the door open, and I'm looking. And I catch this guy sitting back on a bench looking at me. Smelled alcohol. And he's staring a hole right through me. And this guy goes, I get followed a lot. And I said, I think they know that you know something or think you know something that you don't. And this is why you're a little confused. And he wanted to unravel this with me, thinking I might be able to give him some answers. And I said, let me leave you with that. And I gave him away. I said, look, I got to go. And I said, look behind me. I said it very quietly. I said, keep your dog close and let's walk out at the same time. When I turn, you go. I didn't know whether this guy was going to pull out a gun, but he was listening too intently. He happened upon the scene. And then, as I get into the vehicle, my wife and I drive off. We slow down because we're going to have to enter an intersection. And this guy gets up and starts following this guy. We circled around, come back, didn't see a thing. The one thing the guy said to me, he said, quote, "You're not on YouTube anymore." And I said, "No." He goes, "You have cojones, which you take on." And I really thought, not really. Look at all the other people who are doing the same thing. But he told me, he said, "I was thinking about you the other day, and there you are out of the blue, sitting in a restaurant that I can see you from the street." And that was pretty bizarre. And the circumstances were out of the Twilight Zone. I hope he's okay. I checked my email a few times today. Nothing, because I did give him my email and it's really easy to remember. And I still haven't heard, and I pray he's okay. I pray he's okay. His dog was rather imposing. In fact, I made sure I didn't get too close. But this mysterious person, my wife said, "Well, maybe he was waiting for someone to get off work. It's near closing time." I said, "Then he could go inside." True. And he just parked himself down there. It was bizarre. And this guy said, "I get followed all the time." And I don't know if he connected the two of us or not. I think he was there for the man. And I don't know if he recognized me. But it was bizarre. And then, like, this guy just disappeared in the night. We couldn't have been out of sight more than 30 seconds. The reason I'm telling you this is there's a price to pay for being active. But if you're not active, there's going to be a price to pay because of indifference. In a later broadcast, I'm going to cover some things that show that I believe. At a high level, mostly an intelligence operation, eugenics data is being gathered for the culling. I've had this feeling now for months, and I keep finding stories that confirm my suspicions. There's a price to pay for not being active because who knows what side you're going to be on. And then there's the other side when you get involved, yeah, you are taking somewhat of a risk. And I've been told recently that I've been quite the topic of discussion, and maybe not for all the right reasons. And so I've had to take precautions. Oh, and I was precautioned, I'll put it that way. But I think that what we need to realize here, there is a risk and there's trouble in getting involved. I've been denied work. I haven't broken any laws. I certainly am not guilty of insurrection, not treason. I want to use the process to change things in our government, mostly the evil, treasonous people that serve. But I'm not saying to do anything illegal. I'm not advocating for civil war. In fact, the opposite. I've said I don't want to see that. But it doesn't mean I'm not being targeted. And this isn't the only occurrence. And I've been told that I should start reporting these incidences publicly to let them know. And yeah, I was targeted before. I mean, we had a meeting at the state capitol many, many years ago when we were fighting for our property rights. And John McCain's people were there. And they said, "Well, just for the greater good, you should all get off your land." Yeah, right. They don't know my community. It would have been 30-06 time for some of these characters. I mean, hardcore conservatives. Most of them small business owners, reasonable people. Some people, the people have been there a lot longer than us. Hardcore, real hardcore. In fact, in some areas, the deputies won't drive through there unless they're in two cars. Real hardcore. And I looked at the guy and I said, "You don't know who you're dealing with." I said, "But I'll tell you this, McCain's servants. He's running for president, right? He wants to get the nomination." This is 04, when he was trying to get the nomination. Didn't get it, fizzled out early. I said, "When he's in Connecticut, I'll be on Good Morning Connecticut talking about what it's like to have him for a senator that doesn't respect the property rights of his constituents." And I got threatened. Bad things happen to people that do that, Mr. Hodges. We'd advise you against that course of action. Wasn't much longer. We're at our old house in the city. I'm broadcasting. We got a house full of family. I'm on the upper level. And I'm interviewing the late Jim Mars with my news director, Andy DeRiso. Approximately eight shots fired over the house, two eyewitnesses. They made good on the promise. So the bottom line is there is a cost of being involved. There is a cost to not being involved. And I will tell you the cost of not being involved and standing up to this tyranny, because it's not going to end well for a lot of us, for most of us, if we don't. You can't afford not to be involved. You're probably not likely to attract the attention I am. Oh, by the way, too, on that incident, we called the police. They took 30 minutes to get to a city location for a shots fired call. And they even admitted they had dozens of calls. Fireworks from three blocks away. Two guys in ski masks jumping out of a van, right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to have to start sharing some of these things, I think. I think you should too in the comment section when bizarre things happen to you. But you can attract the wrong attention, and I'm probably in a much higher profile position than most of you. So you're probably not going to experience what I will experience. But when you do, if you do get harassed, I want you to come on here and list it in the comment section. I'll talk about it. And if it's serious enough, I'll have you on my show. We need to stand up to this tyranny. We really do. We absolutely need to stand up. And it's not easy bucking the authority. But our world leaders have been bought off, blackmailed, and bribed to betray us, the G20 nations in particular. And you see, there's trouble all over the world. I mean, look at Germany's. France has had their riots. Germany's having their problems with the farmers. The Dutch have. I could go on and on and on. But these people are determined to impose something that would make the Nazis look civilized. And we're actually going to talk about Nazis. We got a family history of dealing with them. You've probably heard me talk about this before. And I've decided it's time to unveil some more things. I think it's really worth listening to. But we are going down a deep, dark path. I'll just give you some verbiage here before we close. Smart cities, 15-minute cities, CBDC. No travel, no clothes. You'll live where we say. This is dark. This is darker than Nazi Germany. And now they're doing some things that I'll report in a later broadcast, probably tomorrow, about how we, the people, are being targeted. Generally, not like me specifically. I don't think that guy was there for me. I think he was there for the person who was contacting me. And I kind of got drawn into it. I think if he'd have known who I was, which I don't think he did, we might have had a different ending. But this can happen to anybody. But I will tell you what's going to happen to everybody. What do you think smart cities are? Let me ask you a question. What do you think smart cities are? It's really clear. They're going to force you to move into them, right? We know that. They're open air concentration camps that are digitally monitored, and AI will eventually be your enforcement agents. If you want to see what this really looks like, you want to see a good predictive programming on this, Go watch the series Colony. Go watch the series Colony. You probably won't have to watch more than 4 or 5 episodes, but it's pretty captivating. I'll tell you, season one was really good. Now, I watched every episode in season one, and it's really good. And it really shows you what our lives are headed towards. And they had the whole thing there. They had the cordoned off cities. It wasn't digital, it was brick and mortar, but they had the cities cordoned off. They had the high security, they had the AI tech enforcement, and it was brutal. And I would really recommend you go to that. So if the gentleman that I encountered last night, if you are so inclined, I'd still would invite your email. And I'd like to hear more of what you had to say because I found you to be credible based on what you already knew. And everybody else, take care, but don't think you can withdraw and escape what's coming. All you'll do is delay the inevitable, and what's coming is much worse than standing up now. We'll see you back here next time.